On a Friday morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Your views on the immigration debate may depend on where you are. And this morning, we'll hear how it looks from three spots along the U.S.-Mexico border. Alex Peroni has been listening to the debate in Washington over immigration reform. He's also been watching what happens in the town that he serves as mayor. Find a map we've placed at NPR.org, and you can see Calexico, California, just on the American side of the border. Mayor Peroni, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
I gather that even the name of your town stresses how close you are to Mexico.
Yes, it is. It shows the very strong ties we have. Calexico, meaning California, Exico for Mexico. The other border town on the Mexican side is called Mexicali, meaning they're Mexico, and Cali for California. You know, as I speak, I'm four blocks away from the border.
You've got a border crossing there, and do you also have some kind of border fence?
Yes, we do, sir. Chain link fence. And for many years, people that couldn't cross, they would just stand right on the chain link fence and speak to their family members.
You said for many years that happened. What happens now?
Well, Border Patrol gets a little sensitive, but people continue to do it, not as much.
Well, now, all week long, we've been hearing this debate in Washington, Mayor Peroni, and we're going to hear more in a moment, by the way. President Bush has said that he wants to send more National Guard troops to the border. There's talk of building border fencing, hundreds of miles of new fencing. How would all that affect you?
It will affect because we have a very good relationship. We have a relationship that is 100 years old with our border town. The mayor of Mexicali and myself will meet with our city council members every 3 to 4 months. And what we'll discuss are border crossing issue, economic development, and we exchange also intelligence on drug traffickers or that kind of, you know, intelligence.
You mentioned that there's a chain link fence. If that became something more serious, like, say, the three-layered fence, the very serious, almost demilitarized zone that you see on the border with Tijuana, just a little bit to the west of you, how would that affect life in your town?
Well, you know, it will affect us. You know, it'll change the dynamic. It'll change the relationship. It'll change how our neighbors view us and how we do business. And I believe us as local leaders, what we're going to have to do is really go out to media and tell them, hey, you know what? The president is proposing this. It's not us locally. So we're going to have to do some damage control for our city.
People could still cross legally, though, right?
Sure.
But yeah, still, but it's the message you're saying.
I'm talking about the legal crosser. They'll take offense because the military is being put there because of Mexicans crossing, and that's the way they'll view it.
It's obvious that the White House and other people are trying to balance a lot of competing interests and come up with a bill that can pass. Do you think that in all of that debate that your community's concerns and point of view are being represented?
You know, I don't believe so. We haven't been contacted by anyone. I believe when there's a problem on the border, you need to get input from your local elected officials, people that live day to day this the problematic. But we'll see what happens here. But I don't feel we're not being fairly represented.
Well, Mayor Peroni in Calexico, California, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And that's just one of the perspectives we're finding at three spots along the border this morning.